And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 4th of September 2010. It was on this day in 1998 that Google was incorporated, the brainchild of two PhD students at Stanford, Larry Page and Sergey Brin, who designed a search engine that was different from the others. Instead of giving you results based on how many times your search term appeared on a web page, they created software that would figure out how many times each relevant website was linked to from other relevant websites, and sorted those and then laid them out for you on a very clear, simple screen. In June of 2006, Google was added to the Oxford English Dictionary as a verb. It's the birthday of Richard Wright, born on a plantation near Natchez, Mississippi, 1908, came north, became a writer, author of the novel Native Son, came out in 1940, about a black man, Bigger Thomas, gets a job as a chauffeur for a beautiful young white woman, accidentally kills her. A huge bestseller when it came out, made into a Broadway play, now required reading at many high schools. This day in 1666 was the most destructive day of the Great Fire of London, which had begun a few days before, people scurrying to get their possessions out of the path of the fire. And the diarist Samuel Pepys wrote about the chaos and confusion in the streets, the people running, pushing carts full of belongings, the fire coming on in the narrow streets with infinite fury. He dug a hole in his garden, he put his office papers in there along with his wine and his Parmesan cheese. He wrote, "I saw how horridly the sky looks all on a fire in the night was enough to put us out of our wits, and indeed it was extremely dreadful, for it looks just as if it was at us and the whole heaven on fire. I, after supper, walked in the dark down to Tower Street, and there saw it all on fire, at the Trinity House on that side and the Dolphin Tavern on this side, which was very near us, and the fire with extraordinary vehemence." The system of firefighting basically was to demolish houses in the path of the fire, hoping to create a fire break. Samuel Pepys said that the practice of blowing up of houses at first did frighten people more than anything, but it stopped the fire where it was done. The following day, September the 5th, the Great Fire was officially over, and it all started on September the 2nd when the King's Baker in Pudding Lane had neglected to turn the ovens off all the way. London was a city of 80,000 people, and historians estimate that the Great Fire destroyed the homes of 70,000 of them, as well as almost 90 churches, all the official buildings. St. Paul's Cathedral was burned, and all of medieval London within the old Roman city wall. Here's a poem for today by David Ignato, The Job Holder. I stand in the rain, waiting for my bus, and in the bus, I wait for my stop. I get let off and go to work, where I wait for the day to end, and then go home, waiting for the bus, of course, and my stop. And at home, I read and wait for my hour to go to bed, and I wait for the day I can retire and wait for my turn to die. The Job Holder by David Ignato, from At My Ease, Uncollected Poems of the 50s and 60s, published by Boa Editions Limited, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can follow them on Twitter at PoetryFound, and by LendingTree.com, offering the new Loan Coach, giving personalized financial advice for every step of the lending process. Just one of the many tools at the all-new LendingTree.com. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.